Hello, hello, fellow listeners. Today we'll present to you a program about a movie. We are the class of Premiere L. I'm your host, Bill Lyons. And now, my fellow colleague, the beautiful Sarah, will present the film.
So, hello. Like every year, the panorama of the European film festivals offers a big variety of excellent films. On Thursday, 24th November, we went to see Ned's Non-Educated Delinquents, a very interesting film at the Galaxy Cinema in Manial. The movie's director is Peter Mullan, and Conor McCarron plays John McGill, the main character in the movie.
Well, thank you, Sarah. And now we have Nourianne. She's going to tell us all about the synopsis in this movie. Nourianne?
Hello, Ali. So, a young man discovers how hard it can be to live down the reputation your family set for you. It's 1972 and John McGill had just completed grade school in Glasgow. So John received excellent marks and has high hopes for the future. However, his older brother Benny is remembered as a troublemaker and he's also the leader of a youth gang. So John finds his teachers have low expectations of him and offer him few opportunities to prove them wrong. So when John is rejected by one of his new friends, Julian, because his mother believes John is beneath their situation, he finds so much needed respect in the company of Fergie, a gang leader who knows of Benny's fearsome reputation. Within 2 years, John has transformed himself into an uneducated delinquent in the school system lingo, and has exceeded his teacher's worst expectations of him. So John has become enough of a thug to even put fear in the heart of his father, an unstable alcoholic with a propensity for violence.
Thank you, Nourianne, but just a side note, I'm Bill, not Ali. Anyways, now we have some questions for my fellow colleagues. First question for Jalila. Jalila, what leads John to become a Ned?
I think something that leads John to become a Ned is that he doesn't have any friends, and so this pushes him to join a gang so that he can feel socially accepted. Also, the influence of his environment, the violence in his house, and especially his father who abuses his mother. His mother is a very repressed and depressed woman, because her husband is an alcoholic, her older son is part of a gang, and he has a bad reputation. Her younger son, John, got influenced due to peer pressure. She doesn't know how to deal with them, so she simply gives up. After growing up and realizing that his brother is accepted by the gangs, he decides he wants to be like him. What finally leads him to become a delinquent is the fact that his friend's mom doesn't accept him at her house. This made him feel unwanted, and since he's not even accepted in the higher and successful society, he becomes aware that his dreams of success won't come true. They say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, but in this case, we can say that it doesn't fall too far from the other apples.
Why, thank you, Jalila. And now, another question for my fellow colleague, Ayman. Ayman, what is the role of violence?
So we can guess this is a very violent movie from the title, Neds. When people hear delinquents, they usually hear brutality. In this movie, there are several types of violence. There's the verbal one, the physical one, and the psychological one. Let's start with the verbal. There are a lot of insults in this movie, and insults are a kind of violence. When people insult, it's like they are attacking with words. Let's move on to the physical. There are fights between gangs, and there is bullying in the school toilets. Finally, we can move on to the psychological one, the deeper aspect of violence. They are violent because of their social background. They come from a low middle class society, and they fight to fit in, to survive, or even to express themselves. They fight because of influence, their brother, their friends, or even their parents. For example, John's father abuses of his mother, and abuse can be considered like a kind of violence. Violence can destroy somebody's life. For example, when John throws a huge stone on the boy's head, the boy becomes mentally handicapped, and when Nick sees him again in the school in a pitiful state, he doesn't feel good about it. Maybe that's why in the last scene of the movie, when they're left alone in the zoo and Nick and John realizes nobody is going to pick them up, he takes the hand of the boy in a protective way, which I think is humiliating for Ned.
Why, thank you, Ayman. And now for another question for our professional on drugs and alcohol, Yusuf. Yusuf, what is the role of drugs and alcohol in this movie?
Hello, Bill. So, first, in this movie, the use of alcohol and drugs are shown on a big scale. Teenagers abuse these substances to an extent that damages their lifestyle. I'm going to start to talk about drugs. The drugs that are constantly used in this film are glue and marijuana. Sniffing glue puts your health at a very high risk. It causes unconsciousness and most of the time hallucinations. For instance, the part where Jesus appears in John's hallucinations. Marijuana has two different aspects. First, it helps these young men escape from their reality, though it should not, and I insist not to be used a lot, because it limits the comprehension. Alcohol is also very dangerous when it's abused, because while these younglings are intoxicated, they cause serious damages, especially to the people in the other gangs. Finally, I can say that the use of drugs and alcohol, which are in this society mostly addictions, one of the main reasons of the delinquency, but also the lack of education. Now that we've established this, we can ask ourselves, what is Jesus Christ's role in young John's hallucinations?
Thank you, Yusuf. And now we have a question for our fellow colleague, Ali. Ali, what is Jesus' role in this great, great movie? Well, hello. Hello, fellow listeners. Well, to start off, Jesus' role is very important in this movie because at first John was very, very, very religious. As he was growing up, he used to go to church all the time. He was a good Christian, let's say. As he started becoming an Ed, his ways became more blasphemous towards Christianity or even religion, we can say. There's a very, very, very important scene in this movie about when John sniffs glue. We could say that he was high, and he was also feeling blasphemous because he insulted Jesus in some way, and he started hallucinating that Jesus came down at first to give him a hug, but then he started beating him up. There are two aspects where we can differentiate the fact that Jesus beat him up, which are: the first aspect is that Jesus didn't even want John, so he was like the unwanted child, we could say. Not even the merciful of all humanity wants John. And there's another aspect where we could see that because even Jesus, when he's surrounded by this violent society, can also the wisest of all mankind can also become very, very violent. Thank you, Ali. And now for our last question, Victor, our specialist in music. Victor, what is the role of music in this movie? It has amazing soundtracks. Please tell us about it.
Thank you, Bill. Well, soundtrack is important in every movie. It's always to reveal the character's feeling, the atmosphere, but also to amplify the emotion and the violence. In Nets, we notice that the beginning is marked with an atmosphere of success, so the background music is rather light and happy. Then the movie goes on, and as we know, McGill turns bad and starts hanging around with a troublemaker gang. So T-Rex comes in and represents the total uncare, lack of interest from these gangs in the early 70s. There is a vein of extreme violence between the two rival gangs with the calm music in the background, which amplifies the violence in contrast with the music. The music is well chosen in Nets. It delivers a message and tells us what is going on during the whole movie.
Why, thank you, Victor. Well, folks, that concludes our discussion on this brutal, bold, and utterly brilliant movie called Neds. Thank you all for listening, and good day.